Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson, we wanted to talk about tourism. One of the things that has been discussed recently, made some movement in a council meeting, is a five-year tourism plan. So what's happening?
So it's amazing how many things have changed with COVID-19. And obviously one of those huge things is who's coming into our community. How much the tourism market has changed, and specifically how hard it's been hit by the pandemic. So recently there's been a couple funding streams come out for tourism recovery in particular, and a lot of tourism organizations, including Destination Northern Ontario, are expecting a 4 to 7 year recovery time for the tourism sector to really get back to where it was for before the pandemic. So as the municipality, we haven't had a tourism plan in place that's been updated for quite some time. It's something that we were working on and in the very early stages of working on before the pandemic, but obviously a lot of that work was paused during the pandemic. So we've made a funding application to FedNor to develop a 5-year tourism recovery strategy that's really aimed at getting the tourism sector in our community back on its feet and back to where it was, and then better than it was pre-pandemic.
I know we've previously talked about tourism in general and how in the pandemic it has seen a shift in the demographics, particularly more localish tourism, often Canadian or Ontarians rather than a lot more of the international. Is that something that would be a focus or a factor in this then?
Absolutely. So we know things have shifted considerably from our traditional tourism markets where we had a lot of folks coming up from the northern United States, and obviously when the border closed, that changed significantly. And it's changing again now that the border has reopened. We're seeing some people come back. We're not necessarily sure what exactly that looks like because it's all fresh this year. So this year is a great time to really get started on gathering that data and figuring out how much things have shifted and then how we as the municipality need to shift our approach to match that. You know, what are the big holes? Are we seeing that, oh man, you know, not enough of our American tourists are coming back into our community and we need to retarget those markets? Or are we saying, hey, you know, we've had a whole new Southern Ontario market open up that we traditionally struggled to attract, and how can we capitalize on that change and get them to keep coming back into our community? So a big first step of this is to gather some really good data about how that shift looks in our community, and then take that data about what's changed in the past couple years and really figure out some strategies to capitalize on it to make sure that we're attracting, you know, the most people that we possibly can into some of our key sectors to really be sure that we provide our local businesses with the best advantage possible in terms of operating their business.
Obviously, it's going to be a 5-year plan, but what's the timeline in getting that produced and finalizing that?
Well, so a big question is when we receive the funding. So we've made application to FedNor. We've passed stage 2 of that application and it's currently being reviewed by FedNor. So we're hoping to know sometime within the next couple months, realistically, whether we've been successful for that project. It's about a $100,000 project. It's being funded by FedNor's tourism recovery stream, so it shouldn't be too many municipal dollars to be able to make this happen, but it's obviously pending on funding. It's something that we can't afford to just do ourselves per se. So really important that we get that funding, and then as soon as we get that funding, it'll probably be about a 3/4 year long process because we want to do a lot of community consultation. We want community consultation not just with residents and people who have an interest in tourism or community, but also a diverse group of stakeholders because there's a whole bunch of different types of businesses in our community that are affected by this. Everything from lodges and outfitters to local hotels to some of the brick and mortar businesses in our downtown who will all benefit from what we do for tourism in our community. So really important to get a really good community feedback and make sure that we can really capture what our community is looking for to really drive forward the plan and get buy-in from our community.
Another effort on tourism is this new economic development and Tourism Advisory Committee.
Mm-hmm. So hand in hand with this five-year tourism plan, and something that was recommended through the Wayfinders report, is to develop an Economic Development and Tourism Committee. And again, the purpose of the committee is really for advice and strategic direction to council on how we do tourism and economic development, which, you know, tourism is a subset of, in our community. So trying to get a diverse group of people together to advise, to provide that sort of direct link to the community, to get really good consultation and communication going within key stakeholders in our community to really drive forward, you know, what ideas are we looking for? What things is the community looking for the municipality to do in terms of how we do tourism specifically, but then broadly how we do other economic development goals? You know, what are those goals? What does it look like? What's really important to our community? So really great way to have your voice heard. It's a municipal committee, so it's a committee of council. So there are specific seats on the committee, but everybody is welcome to attend. The minutes are recorded and they're posted as long as council minutes. So if anybody's interested in learning more about it, they can certainly contact myself or Maury, but also people are welcome to come and sit in on a committee meeting and listen, and certainly, you know, forward any feedback that they have to myself about what they'd like to see in our community. That committee has just been formed as of the last council meeting, and so the first meeting is coming up soon, and then after a sort of training and orientation session, and hopefully once we get our funding from FedNor, the successful consultant will come in with the Tourism and Economic Development Advisory Committee, and basically that committee will give some direction and some feedback to the consultant as the five-year plan is created.
Hopefully we'll see a good number of tourists the coming years, but especially this summer.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to things getting a lot more back to normal, getting out of the COVID slump and moving forward in a bigger and better way.
Once again, that is Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.